From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. At least 76 people were killed when a plane carrying members of a Brazilian soccer team crashed late Monday near Medellin, Colombia. Several people aboard the chartered plane survived the crash. Here is reporter James Bargin.
Obviously, everyone's in shock here. I mean, the fact that it's a football team doesn't make it any more or less tragic, but it definitely increases the shock factor.
The team had departed Bolivia to play in the final game of the Copa Sudamericana tournament. Rescue efforts were hindered by the mountainous crash site and low visibility. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Tuesday expressed her willingness to step down from office in an orderly manner without using the words impeachment or resignation. She said she would leave her future course to the National Assembly. Ms. Park spoke in a hastily scheduled televised address to the nation. United Nations Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura told the European Parliament Tuesday that he is uncertain how long the eastern part of Aleppo will last. He said the escalation of military attacks on the sector puts its continuing existence in doubt. The UN says a Syrian government offensive has forced nearly 16,000 people to flee their homes, and thousands more could follow. Britain and France have called for an immediate United Nations Security Council meeting on the recent increase in hostilities. A U.S. general is blaming human error for a coalition airstrike in September that killed Syrian government-aligned forces near Deir ez-Zor. Brigadier General Richard Coe says the coalition forces thought they were striking Islamic State forces. Coe said the strike killed at least 15 people, but an investigation was unable to determine the exact number. This is VOA News.